When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
This is the special side pod, do they call them?
Yeah, side pod.
I'm not sure. There's terminology, isn't there, that's been laid down in the podcasting community.
Yeah.
By the elders. There's no such thing as a fish lot and Buxton.
Yeah.
And of course the pornos. And I think this is regarded as a side pod.
Side
where
pod.
We're gonna do a little update on Earth Tournament, because we haven't really mentioned it for about 2 weeks now, I don't think, and it's been going on all this time.
It's been going on, and it's me who's to blame, because I have been given quite a lot of updates as we go along.
No rules.
And I haven't been keeping everyone abreast of it. There's a couple of bits and pieces I've been meaning to put on the newsletter, which should be coming out either tonight or tomorrow. Because there's a new T-shirt. Last year, there was an Earth Tournament T-shirt featuring Basilico El Burrito, who was the mascot of Mexico 2019. And we sold quite a lot. I'm not joking. There was at least 15 T-shirts designed by who was then a seven-year-old. And they were quite popular. I've got one. Len's got his own one that he did bespoke, that's a little bit different to the others, because he didn't really want a Top Flight Time Machine logo on his. Can you believe that shit?
Oh, so we've got a bespoke one then.
He got one for himself where in the end, I insisted. I said, listen, mate, it might derive from your imagination, but Andy and I have given you the platform. This would be nothing without Top Flight Time Machine, right? So there's a lot of back and forth over that. He's negotiated hard over proceeds and IP rights. Yeah. He ended up having his own T-shirt with a very small Top Flight Time Machine logo on the back.
You insisted there was one on there somewhere.
Yeah, good. I insisted. I've got one. The one for this year he's designed, and it's nice. It's really nice. And it features the new mascot who I think you have seen him. His name is Panjik Peaceful Guy.
Yes.
India 2020. You've seen him. You were impressed. You were surprised too, weren't you?
It wasn't what I was expecting.
No.
I'll be honest. No.
So,
it was a very simple design, but very effective.
Yeah. So it will be that will be unveiled in the newsletter too. I think it's a great T-shirt. What else have we got to say? There is a theme tune which Len made on GarageBand. There's an official song of India 2020, which is exciting. Where else? I can also reveal. I can't remember if I've told this already, but that Earth Tournament 2021, because of course it happens annually, is taking place in Croatia next year.
That's right. Yeah,
and it's starting earlier next year. I think I can't remember why.
Is that as a result of the pandemic?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, as we know in the Leniverse, the pandemic, there's a cure.
Oh, there's a vaccine, isn't there? Belgian fella.
There's a vaccine developed by a Belgian fella. And
then Belgium got promoted into the top group as a result of that.
Yeah, exactly. But unfortunately, Belgium did not progress. And also, unfortunately, nor did England. I mean,
shit.
I felt that England was so unlucky last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were grown men, listeners to this podcast, who were describing themselves as being in tears when Len revealed that we had lost the final to Morocco last year, because it felt like the momentum was with us. It felt like there was a bandwagon and nothing was going to stop it. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
and then we'd overcome much bigger sides.
Yeah, we both said that this year felt like this was going to be it, because they tweaked some of the problems from last year, such as the England squad camping in the woods.
Yeah.
Obviously, they were going to stay in a motel.
They stayed in a motel
this time. And I thought it would just little fine margins like that that would like was winning this thing, but no.
They were on. I mean, they were on the salads
their first
as well.
Two games
if you
in
remember.
The group, didn't they? Sorry.
They had a great. They won all three in the end in the group. They looked great. Spencer Whitehouse, superstar, of course, playing fantastically. Mm-hmm. You'll remember that Michael Fresh, the other star of Mexico 19, mm-hmm. Was suspended after a horrific foul in the first game. Well, where he handballed, but also sort of kung fu backward kicked an opposition player in the face. So he had a lengthy ban, but was replaced by his own clubmate, a really young striker from Barnes United called Ronald Smith, who went on to score in the next couple of games. So it was sort of seamless.
Who was the left-back as well? We had a really good left-back.
Makepeace.
That's right, yeah.
And he was scoring a lot as well from left-back, sort of like a high-scoring left-back Stuart Pearce type situation.
I think we only got results from the first two group games for England, and then it all went quiet. We've been waiting, I think.
Yeah, so unfortunately for England, what happened was we qualified. I can't remember the third. We had who did we have? China. I can't remember. I know who knocked us out. The top most exciting young team were South Africa. And they had this very young, very exciting attacking team. And England came a cropper and got knocked out by them in that round. We're at the final. That I'm on a fast forward. We skipped out a lot. I apologise.
Can I just go back a little bit? What was England's top scorer again? England's top striker?
Spencer Whitehouse.
How many goals has Spencer Whitehouse scored in this tournament?
Spencer Whitehouse must have scored... wait there. Len's just finishing his schoolwork for the day, but I'm going to double check, right? Wait there. I'm going to shout down to him. This is it! Right. Apologies to this. I've just gone and checked. Right. Spencer Whitehouse scored 10 goals in 5 games.
What?
So he averaged 10 goals. But to be honest, that's down on last year. Because do you remember last year when he scored like 14 goals against Kenya?
Well, this is what I was going to say. Has he faced anyone like Kenya this year? Because how critical I am of Spencer Whitehouse.
Yeah, you're very critical. You said he was a flat track bully. But I felt that last year, after the Kenya game, it's like the Kenya game, despite his heroics and holding goals, in a way that became an albatross to Spencer Whitehouse because he'd scored 14 against Kenya. From then on, it became almost like a source of mockery, right? Yeah. Particularly from you. Right, and he scores against Kenya. And people overlook that he scored in pretty much every game in that tournament, including against the big boys, your Indonesias, your Philippines, right? These are the giants of Earth Tournament, history.
I guess.
This year, we didn't get knocked out in the first knockout round. The first knockout round was against the host nation, India. A massive game, huge game. Against India, and we won. And Spencer Whitehouse scored twice. And then it was in the quarterfinal we unfortunately lost to South Africa. And that's where we were left. And
that's where
anyway,
we left.
So that's England. England have gone back. England went back. The big Galaxy League has continued now. The players went back and they went straight it back into league fixtures.
Into the
and
Premier League.
I don't know how the timings work, but Barnes United won the league. Like this week.
Right.
Makepeace at left back and Michael Fresh with the youngster Ronald Smith up front. And they won the league for the first time in about 20 years because they were always coming second fiddle to Hammersmith. So that's good. They're happy and it pays off.
Did Hammersmith finish second then?
I think so, yeah. It was because of the big investment they made. You remember last year they signed Michael Fresh from New York?
Yeah, they did.
And that's basically what pushed them over the line. They threw money out. They didn't know that Ronald Smith was also going to emerge as this other fantastic strike partner from the youth team. And Makepeace as well also came through the youth ranks.
I mean, if they can hang on to Fresh, which is no guarantees, but you could be looking at a period of dominance for Barnes now, I think.
Yeah, so that's exciting. And hopefully we'll keep updated on Big Galaxy throughout the season.
Just before we go on to the Back to Earth tournament and just before we have a little break, a little bit of Biscoff updates.
Oh, great.
This is from someone who I follow on Twitter called Charlotte. And she's just earlier on, 20 minutes ago even, posted a picture of Lotus Biscoff ice cream sticks.
Jesus.
Were we aware of this? I don't think we were.
No, no, we were not.
And it looks pretty much from the outside like a feast. You know, the walls feast.
It does, yeah.
The knobbly bobbly bits under the chocolate coating, but inside, who knows? And I've just, you know, I've just tweeted Charlotte and said, you know, I'll be dedicating a podcast to these. And I've asked her to describe the ingredients and the flavour. She says, first layer, delicious Belgian milk chocolate shell with bits of Biscoff in.
Right.
Second layer, she says, she describes as knicker-dropping Biscoff spread.
Whoa.
And then, I know, quite erotic, powerful. And then third, she says, ice cream with more heavenly biscuit bits. And then she's put combined, I can't do it justice, but I definitely made orgasmic noises. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Since I discovered Biscoff, Lotus Biscoffs, which I feel like I was very late to the party. I discovered them during my walking weekend in the Isle of Wight earlier this year. And then I made the discovery that you could buy 300 for £10 on Amazon, right?
That's right, yeah.
And basically everything's taken off from there. Now, everywhere I look, I don't know whether this is the cosmos at play or what, but I'd never given second thought to Biscoffs until that weekend in the Isle of Wight. Now, everywhere I look, Biscoff. All different incarnations, variations, iterations of the Biscoff brand, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like the cosmos is telling me something. Last week, can't remember if I told you this, but on, and this doesn't reflect well on me and my gluttony, because I can be a glutton, right? Curry Fridays in our house, we always have a takeaway on a Friday, right? Yeah. And I don't know what came over me, Andy. I must have been in a particularly good mood. But I secretly, to surprise the kids, ordered Krispy Kreme delivery, right? Mm-hmm. Selection box, a dozen, right? Don't worry, we stretched them over the weekend. We didn't just eat a dozen donuts in one sitting. I didn't know what flavours were coming. One of them, it was just a selection box. Mm. One was a Biscoff fucking Krispy Kreme donut, mate.
That's the cosmos.
It was fucking madness, right? On top of that, as I think I might have already told you this, but, you know, my good wife, one of her few blind spots is that she never buys treats for the house if she does the shop. I sort of am more of a... I'm the treat buyer. Yeah. I'm a very tight ship when it comes
to... Good cop, bad cop treats. Sort of thing.
Yeah. I go and get the treats and, she, you know, we strictly have, like, sort of... Generally speaking, our Sainsbury's shop, if she's done it, will be porridge oats, broccoli and tin chickpeas. Right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's pretty austere. Right. But I don't know whether she's had a breakdown or what, right? During I haven't asked. Lockdown breakdown. But a couple of weeks ago, she's fucking really casually, whilst unpacking all the usual chickpeas and the other sort of, you know, the miserable fucking grocery shop that we have, she's got out a jar of fucking Biscoff spread, mate.
Oof.
I thought, she's fucking lost the plot here.
She's had a rethink. She's had a life rethink there.
Then, the other day she made us porridge for breakfast. I know this makes it sound like I live in the 1950s. We take it in turns to do the shopping and the cooking, right?
Right, good.
But it was her turn to do breakfast. She said, do you want porridge? I said, I'd love porridge. I come down, sitting atop the porridge was a dollop of fucking Biscoff spread, mate.
Biscoff spread, yes!
I thought, whoa. Sam, your luck's changed.
You know what she's doing? You know what she's doing?
What?
She's living out loud.
She's finally, after all these years together, it's coming up to our 15th wedding anniversary soon, and I think that finally she's come round to my way of living. The living out loud, Delaney style. When you took my name, you should take my design for life as well.
Yeah. So there we are. So the Biscoff ice cream stick.
But thank you, Charlotte, Royal Pin
Waitrose
on Twitter.
And Big Tesco. Waitrose and Big Tesco, apparently.
That is...
Other stockists may be available.
This is game-changing stuff, although a lot of people have sent... We get sent a lot of Biscoff data nowadays on Twitter. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Too much data, not enough actual Biscoff that we get sent.
Well,
but, you know,
I'm interested in Mr. Biscoff. How he has managed to make the brand so enormous, reach so far into every corner of our culture and society. I was just talking to my cousin who pointed out that did you see the film Knives Out at Christmas? Very good sort of drama thriller.
Whodunit thing, wasn't it?
Whodunit, yeah. It was good. And there's a scene in it where, what's his name now? Chris Evans, the bloke who plays Captain America.
Yeah.
He plays like a sort of the bratty younger brother of the family. And there's a bit where they're sitting in a room and the detective's interviewing them all. And he's sitting there looking cocky and casual. And the way in which he's acting cocky and casual is that while everyone else is sitting formally and attentive, he's slumped in a chair, eating a packet of biscuits, an entire packet of biscuits as he sits there. The biscuits, I need hardly tell you, are Biscoff Lotus.
Of course they are. Yeah. Right. I wonder if that's product placement. I wonder if the Biscoff
I think it might be. And I just think that Biscoff are doing an amazing job. I think they're going to be bigger than McDonald's, Apple, Starbucks, Coca-Cola, all the biggest brands in the world, right? Frey Bentos, all of them, right?
All the giants. Yeah.
All the giants.
A lot of them, aren't they? Yeah.
Right. Kitchen Devil. They're going to be above all of them, right?
Even Kitchen Devil.
Mr. Kipling. These are the brands that are world recognised. Wherever you go in the world, whether you're in a shanty town in Johannesburg, right, the favelas of Rio, right, the slums of New Delhi, right, or the mean streets of Sunderland, it doesn't matter where you go. If you see...
It unites us all.
Yeah, you see the Mr. Kipling sign, right, you see the Kitchen Devil sign, you know what that means. You know what it means, don't you?
Yeah.
And it's the same with Biscoffs.
Jalapeño.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Jalapeño.
Do you know what it is? I think I figured it out. What is it that Biscoff, the taste, reminds you of more than anything else?
It's sort of a gingery taste in a way, isn't it?
I think I've cracked it. Farley's Rusks.
Ah, that's it.
Farley's Rusks, and it takes us back to that time of a baby state of innocence, of carefree life. And the Farley's Rusk was the ultimate treat, wasn't it?
Yeah, you were just never happier. You've never been happier in your life
on a Farley's Rusk
than sucking on a Farley's Rusk.
And that's what Biscoff's done. They've got inside our fucking heads. And they said, we'll give them that. We'll give them the Farley's Rusk, but we'll dress it up as something for adults.
We've got the market research reports back, right? Mm. Quite interesting insights to the mentality of the modern human. They're all fucking babies, right?
Yeah.
All they want
is
they want's their fucking mummies, right? Mm-hmm. And if you can't give them their mummies, then give them the next best thing. It's a fucking Rusk. Which their mummies used to give them when they were babies. Give them that and they'll do out. Out you fucking ask them to. You could send them into war.
If Biscoff could get away with designing a biscuit that was shaped like a nipple, they'd crack it. That would be
game changer.
Yeah, that would be it. Game over.
Yeah.
But there's obviously laws.
Well done, Biscoff.
Yeah, anyway.
Do you want to go back to Earth Tournament?
Yeah,
okay, so Earth Tournament Finals coming up. This year it is between perennial finalists. They didn't make it last year, but they were champions of 2018. I think they've won it many times. Ukraine. And they will be taking on dark horse of the tournament, Hungary, right?
Mm.
Some people might say that it's the fact that, you know, Len has Hungarian blood on his mother's side.
But Len's just a conduit. He would deny that.
He's a cipher.
He would
be really cross with me if he heard me say that.
Yeah.
But just FYI, because I don't want it bouncing back on us, you should know that Len is a quarter Hungarian. Anyway, he's done a poster, which I'll put in the newsletter, which he emailed to me the other day. It's really great. It's got a flag. It's got Hungary flag in one corner, Ukraine in the next. And what it's got is a series of facts about each nation, a need to know fact sheet for each nation going into the final. Do you want to hear the facts?
Certainly do.
Hungary. Strength. A very attacking team that can destroy almost any defence. Star player. If you haven't heard of Zito Morko, then you don't know what football is.
Slowly raise your hand.
Yeah.
I don't know what football
is.
You
don't know what football
now,
is, mate.
Obviously.
Zito Morko. That's a Z-I-T-O. And then surname is M-O-R-C-O. So write that down. Do your research. I'll try and gather some more info on him because I feel humbled by this. But there you go. Weakness. Hungary's weakness is Hungary get injuries very often, which is not good, is it? I don't know what's going on there.
Preparation's not so good.
Preparation, maybe it's a nutritional thing. Maybe it's, maybe they're not stretching properly. I don't know.
Goulash.
Yeah, could be that. It is a very heavy diet, the Hungarian diet. Ukraine, strength. A squad of all ages, youth and experience.
Good.
Always good. Weakness. Ukraine's weakness is two words. Central midfield. That's all it says. And star player. Rafoti Lios is a smashing striker. Rafoti Lios.
Lovely.
In case you want to Google him, look up his wiki page or check him out on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's R-A-F-O-T-I-I. And then his surname is simply L-E-O-S, a smashing striker.
Good.
One of the things that was most popular, particularly with you, Andy, from our tournament last year, was the amazing names that Len conjured.
Definitely.
This year, he's done it quite a lot, but from better names, and I can do a separate update on this, the best names this year are coming out of our back garden Cricket World Cup. Because obviously there are different batsmen and bowlers coming constantly in. And sometimes, if there's been a wicket and one of Len's new batsmen have to come on, you have to wait. And bear in mind, the teams competing in this Cricket World Cup are the likes of Brazil, Japan, Canada, Tibet, all of the traditional cricketing giants, right?
Yeah.
And you basically have to wait sometimes for up to 3-4 minutes while Len thinks of a name of each of his new batsmen as he walks out to the wicket.
And gotta get it right, though.
Some of the names have been incredible. So if there's an appetite for that, I've got, it's really been dominating a lot, actually, the Cricket World Cup this summer. It might have been why I've been doing less stuff about. And this is real, by the way. We actually play it in the garden.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different, let's face it, haven't we?
So
yeah, it's been great.
Why not?
It's the classic back garden cricket rules, mate. If it hits the fence without touching the ground, that's your six.
It's a six.
If it goes over into either Julie's garden or Raggedy Ann's garden, that's six and out.
Yeah.
And if it hits the boundary touching for it's a four, it's great.
What's the procedure if it goes over the fence? What with social distancing and everything?
Very much depends on which side. Very much depends on which side. If it goes over one side...
Julie's a lot more relaxed than Raggedy Ann about returning the ball.
Absolutely fantastic. You could climb over and she wouldn't mind, or not round, whatever. You'd be happy if it went over because it'd be an excuse for a chat.
Yeah.
Right?
2 metres, obviously. Yeah.
That's how lovely Julie and that lot are. But on the other side, on Raggedy Ann's side, fucking hell, forget it, mate. Don't forget, she's the woman who cut the head with a pair of shears off of Len's fucking sunflower when he was about 4 years old.
I didn't know this.
This sunflower above her fence, right? He was growing it. He was having a sunflower growing competition with my wife. And his one grew over the fence. And one day we came back and it was just a clean cut clearly done by Shears. It couldn't have happened any other way. Smooth cut, and lying next to the lung stalk was this. It had been decapitated.
Fuck.
That's what we're dealing with.
That's a crime. That's trespass. Had it gone over onto her side, or was it just above the height of the fence?
Just above. Just above. Hadn't
gone over.
Still
within your grounds.
Was in my boundaries, yeah.
Fucking bitch.
I know. Oh, mate. Unbelievable. But I think her attitude was, yeah, tell it to the fucking judge. Have you got cameras? No, I know you haven't, because I've checked.
Your word against mine.
Dickhead. Who's going to believe a cunt like you? You've got no credibility whatsoever. You were working for the Russians till a couple of years ago. I've checked you. I've got your number, laughing boy.
Self-professed former alcoholic. No chance.
I'll fucking relish my day in court with you, sunshine.
And if you think this is the end of it, fucking forget it, because there's going to be lots more.
And I thought, oh, touche, Raggedy Ann. Jesus. You're right. No one would ever believe me.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, have we got some cricket names then? Have you been compiling a list or...?
Nah, sorry, mate. I'll.
That's all right, no problem.
Bit poor. Sorry, I don't have nearly as much data as I did last year, but this Hungary-Ukraine final is coming up soon. You've got the details. Right. I will put it, as along with the T-shirt, up on the thing. And if there's an appetite for it, me and Len are very much up for another Earth Tournament Q&A, possibly this Saturday. So, you know, if you're up for it, let us know on Twitter and we'll do the hashtag. Last time we got it trending.
When's the final? Do we know?
Hold on. This is it! It's the 29th.
The 29th? That's like 2 weeks away.
I know, really weird. But remember last year, they had to go back home.
Yeah.
And play in the league for about 6 weeks before the final. Yeah. It makes no sense.
Oh, but, well.
So, you know.
I mean, I was going to say, if it's this weekend, you're talking about Saturday for the Q&A. Bundesliga starts Saturday. Every match is going to be on BT Sport, apparently.
Yeah, that's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. There's a thing on the website Squawker. And there's one of these quizzes where you can choose, work out what your preferred team in the Bundesliga will be. Answer a series of questions like a personality test, and it assigns you a team. And I've got Bayer Leverkusen.
Oh, good
one.
And
they are sitting fifth, and they're 3 points off a Champions League place. So that's immediately I'm invested in it.
Well, I feel like mine's Dortmund, which is not very imaginative, but I've been to Dortmund. I've been to a game.
You feel like
there.
It is. Have you done the test?
No, but what I'm saying is they've always kind of been my German team in my mind. But I know that's not particularly imaginative because they're the second biggest team in Germany. So you sort of like, but I just went once and had a really great time. I went to Bayern Munich once, so it was less enjoyable.
Okay.
But well, I might do the test anyway. It's quite fun to get a smaller club, maybe.
It might reinforce your beliefs. It might open your eyes. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, if it comes up, if I do the test and it comes up Dortmund, then I'll know Herr Cosmos has been involved. That's the German Cosmos.
Hey, Johann Cosmos.
Yeah. Gunther Cosmos.
I got round to watching the 1982 World Cup official film the other
Wonderful.
Night.
Wonderful.
Brilliant. Plus, you didn't mention this, it's got knockers in it as well.
Oh, yeah.
At the beach. Incredible stuff.
Connery doing the knockers. Knockers. Meanwhile, on the beach. Tits everywhere.
Knockers galore.
You can't move for tits.
But did you see who wrote it?
Brian Glanville?
It wasn't Brian Glanville. It was a fella called Stan Hare.
Oh, yeah.
And Stan Hare wrote some episodes of Avita's Impet.
Oh, right. Fucking hell. He's a legend, isn't he?
83 first series. And he also wrote, where is it? He also wrote... and created The Manageress. Remember that?
Fucking hell. So yeah. Stan Hay, is he still alive? I hope so.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'll have a look.
Well, he's the sort of guy who would be great to interview.
Yeah, definitely.
Imagine interviewing him.
He wrote 6 episodes in total, mostly in the second series, but he definitely wrote some of the
first
series.
I can't remember the specific lines, but there's some real poetry in that film, isn't there? Like, he doesn't hold back. He gets pretty indulgent, but but in a good way.
Yeah, there's some really funny stuff as well. But Stan here appears to still be alive, and in fact, he's on Twitter, at Stan underscore here. And fucking he was tweeting 17 hours ago. I'm following him.
I'm going to follow him. I'm going to tweet him. I'm going to hassle him. I'm going to probably freak him out.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how you have to operate sometimes.
Well, get him to do an interview. We'll stick it out as an episode.
Definitely. Stan, hey. What? Okay, hang on a minute. How'd you say?
H-E-Y, as in hey.
Stan, hey. Do you want to be interviewed by a couple of idiots on a fucking podcast?
Why
Hi,
not?
Hi, Stan. It's me, Sam Delaney.
Yes, that's Sam Delaney.
Yes, that's right. Let's get all that stuff out of the way. Now, listen. I've got a wonderful opportunity for you. Fucking hell, Stan.
Once
hey,
in a lifetime.
Legend. It's going to be
there
great.
We go.
Yeah, he also wrote Dazeel and Pasco, a programme that I've never seen, but I bet you have.
Well, it's Warren Clark in that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What else has he written? Lenny Henry Shaw.
Oh, my God. Stan Hay shares really good music. Like, All I Do is one of my favourite ever Stevie Wonder songs, right? And 22 hours ago, that's what he tweeted. He did Happy Birthday, 70th Birthday to Stevie Wonder. And he decided of all the songs that Stevie Wonder's created, he chose All I Do, which is not, you know, one of the most famous, but is probably my favourite. So, Stan Hay, I feel like it's my destiny.
Was it that we anointed someone as a man of honour or something like that in an episode earlier in the week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I forgot who it was now, but we said we'll try and do
remember.
One. We'll try and do them regularly.
Stan
well, this one's Stan here.
Yeah. Stan Hay's a Top Flight Time Machine man of honour, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Top Flight Time Machine's man of honour roll call. Okay.
Yeah. We'll send him some kind of poster he can print out himself at home.
Yeah.
Put it on his wall. That's it for this one. This was going to be a bonus episode. It feels like this is the Friday episode now. We'll knock
it out. Yeah, just stick it out. It's an Earth Tournament special Friday. And,
it's got so much more in it. It's got Biscoff,
and I can
it's got Stan here.
Yeah, and we might start doing Top Flight Time Machine. You're going to hate what I'm about to say.
Okay.
It's exactly the sort of thing that fucks you off. So I don't know why I'm saying it, but I can't stop myself.
See it.
We're going to start doing side pods called Top Flight Time Machine Men of Honour, in which we do interviews. But they won't be that regular because it's not easy to become a man of honour. Like, sometimes there might only be, like, two a year. But once in a while, there will be interview episodes with certain men of honour that we've identified.
I believe the technology exists these days, so let's give it a try.
We're going to do Stan Hay, Man of Honour, and then after that, we'll see where it takes us. Feel free to nominate Men of Honour. We'll ignore your nominations.
Or if you are a man of honour yourself... Obviously, someone who's, you know, in the public eye, not just some cunt.
If you claim to be a man of honour, then obviously you're going to have to fucking prove it.
Fucking back it up, yeah.
Mm. All right, good stuff.
I finished my tea, so that marks
the end of it all.
It does,
You'll get a newsletter soon, and who knows, you might even get a Top Flight tune machine if you're platinum. We'll see. This is free-to-air, isn't it? So if
this
you like,
is, yeah.
I want to say to any of our free-to-air listeners, if you liked this episode, and if you didn't, why not, right, then please feel free to go onto the Patreon site, search Top Flight Time Machine and subscribe, where you get all the better content through the week. Yeah. I mean, this really now is just a lost leader to us, in all honesty.
We're just throwing you a bone, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then. Keep it cunty.
GTFN, dickheads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itsinas.
I'm Kayla Itsinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you, awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.